Hey, somebody told me that I was a catch the other day, and it wasn't my fucking grandma. This is Chris Johnson. You don't usually hear that term. Like, I associate that term, like, hey, you're a catch. I associate that shit with old ladies and shit. But I think people still use that term today. I don't really understand why. They use it in, like, a dating sense. Like, nobody says that, like, if you're gonna go out, like, and try to get, like, a job or some bullshit like that. Like, if you got, like, turned down at a job interview and you didn't get hired, nobody's gonna walk to me and say, like, hey, man, you're a catch. Some other business is gonna come blow you. They don't know what they're missing. I don't even remember, like, the specifics of why I was told I was a catch. It wasn't told to me, like, in, like, a dating sense. Like, I don't believe I was talking about dating with anybody. But I think I was just, like, running myself down. I was being self-deprecating. I'm self-deprecating often enough because, like, I'm just fucking recognize reality. Like, a lot of people don't recognize reality. I recognize reality. I understand my place in the world more than fucking most people do. Everybody's got these fucking grandiose plans, and they think of themselves as being important. I just recognize that I'm not fucking important, and I'll freely tell people that. I don't have a problem with letting people know that, look, I know I'm fucking meaningless in the grand scheme of things. It doesn't mean I hate myself or I'm putting myself down. It's just the fucking facts. But I was bitching about something, and I was just like, look, you know, I'm a fuck up. I'm listing off my qualifications, or kind of like my reverse qualifications. Qualifications, like, make you look good. This shit just makes me kind of look like a fucking mess, like the mess that I fucking recognize that I am, you know what I mean? And this person's like, listen, you're a fucking catch, and, like, eventually somebody's gonna realize that. I read that, and I was like, get the fuck out of here, y'all. So I actually responded to it. I was like, first of all, I'm not shit. I'm just a fucking asshole that tries to do his best and it just tries to get through his fucking day. That is it. And that is honestly how I fucking think about myself. The fucking reaction I got to that statement, like, she was like appalled. Like, you'd have thought that I just said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna just fucking quit my job and go fuck circus clowns. Just, like, could not fucking believe what I just fucking said. You know, I was like, don't talk about yourself like that. You're a good person. I mean, I try to be a good person. I don't walk around thinking that, like, I'm this fucking, like, desirable individual. Because I'm not a fucking desirable individual. It's just the fucking facts. You know how many fucking people in the last 6 years? No, wait, I can't even think of the time frame. 5 years. In the last 5 years. That, like, in, like, a dating sense, have, like, asked me to spend time with them? One. And it was a fucking maniac who I hadn't talked to in 20 years that got fucking stoned and drunk and started sending me, like, singing videos of themselves. Oh, like, this fucking woman, the woman who wants to cut off my skin and wear it like a fucking hat, like, she's interested? Like, that's all I got. That's all I got fucking going for me right now. I don't have people banging down my fucking door, and it's fine. I don't give a shit. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with just recognizing, like, what you are and where you are. I think she thought that, like, I hated myself. I don't fucking hate myself. Like, I fucking love me. I just understand that, like, I'm not really that important. Like, if I fucking disappeared tomorrow, I'm sure people would care. Like, my friends would care. But, like, in the grand scheme of things, nobody's gonna notice that I'm fucking gone. It's not gonna matter. I am not relevant. There's nothing wrong with not being relevant. I don't think she really understood what I was saying. Like, I kept trying to say it, like, a different way. I kept trying to, like, reword it to try to make my point. Because, like, my point's not changing. Like, I mean what I fucking say. Like, I am not shit. I do not matter. That's all I'm saying. I don't matter. I'm not important. And they were like, well, you know, you helped me out with this and you helped me out with this and all this bullshit. And I was like, well, that's what people should do. Like, people should be kind. People should be nice. Like, I don't deserve credit for doing what I should do. It's like that fucking asshole parent. Like, parents get divorced and somebody's like, hey, man, I take care of my kids. Well, that's your fucking job. Like, why the fuck should I give you credit for doing what you're supposed to fucking do? Like, I feel like I should be a good person. I feel like I should try to do the right thing and try my best and treat people well and all that bullshit. And if I fucking succeed in doing that, like, why the fuck do I deserve credit for that? That's, like, that's what I should be doing. And the very fact that, like, a lot of people don't do that, I mean, it says more about them than it does about me. It just tells more about the deficiencies of other assholes than it does, like, lift my fucking game up. Like, I just don't think that, like, if I'm good to somebody or help somebody out in some way, shape, or form, I just don't know how much credit I fucking deserve for that. I feel like I should be doing it anyway. Like, we should be nice people fucking anyway. And if you're not, then fuck off, then you're a dick. I know there's a lot of fucking dicks out there, but, like, that doesn't mean that just because I'm not a fucking dick, I'm not, like, the fucking lowest of the low, that doesn't mean I'm a fucking, you know, fucking paragon of fucking virtue or anything here. Like, I'm just a fucking guy. I'm just a normal fucking guy trying to get by, trying to do his best. That's it. I think about that every fucking day. I try not to be a fucking dick. I try to be a good person. And, like, that's it. Like, I don't matter. And I'm not upset that I don't matter. I don't need to matter to fucking people. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what do I give a shit? I'm not the fucking Pope. What do I care? I have this, like, weird code that I follow where things just should be fucking expected, you know? You should treat people well. That should be, like, the bare minimum expectation. And if I do that, I should not be praised for doing that. You can be fucking criticized for not doing that, but because I'm not a complete piece of shit, like, I don't think, like, hey, man, you're not a complete piece of shit. Congratulations, Chris Johnson. Dude, that is a fucking low bar. I expect people to be huge fucking assholes, but just because they are doesn't mean they should be, and it doesn't mean I should have to fucking tolerate that. Stop tolerating bullshit. We shouldn't tolerate fucking bullshit. Fucking get away from those pieces of shit and find people that you want to fucking be around. And if somebody's a good person, great. I like being around good people. And I want to fucking help and do things for good people. But you don't get extra points, at least for me. I never give myself extra credit. Maybe I'll give other people extra credit. Like if somebody's a really good person, it's like, oh, you're fucking great. But like, I'm not gonna like pump myself up. I don't want to walk around feeling like I'm somehow this great fucking dude. That's gonna fuck my whole world up. That's gonna fuck up my worldview. Like I need to think the way I think. Because then it's going to keep me fucking striving to be better than I fucking am. Everything's a work in progress, baby. Me, you, I mean, who the fuck knows where the fucking end game is? I don't know, but I'm going to keep trying my fucking best. And I'm happy with that. I'll be back Sunday to Wednesdays. That's new podcast episodes come out on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. You can catch me on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hate You. I'm on Instagram. That is at Maybe 5 Minutes. And if you want to follow along with the podcast in Facebook, I'll be in my timeline.